Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Pei Vav. We're holding the Mishnah on Pei Hei Omid Beis. The first part of the Mishnah is a repeat of a Mishnah that we had earlier on Samach Zayin Omid Beis. Not that the words are the same, but the halacha is the same. Where the Mishnah begins, Bas Yisrael Mu'uresis Lakoyin, or Mu'uberes Mikoyin, or Shemeris Yavam Lekoyin, V'chein Bas Koyin Li Yisrael. In all these cases, loy toichal bitrula. So let's go each case individually. Bas Yisrael got meureses lakoyin. They only had eiris and they did not have nisuin. Min ha-toira, she would be able to go and eat truma as soon as she has that eiris. And the reason is because it said in the pasuk, lakoyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasboy. Now the words ki yikne nefesh kinyan kasboy has two definitions. Number one, it's referring to purchasing an eved. That's a kinyan kasboy. And lahavdil, it also means acquiring a wife. Because when you acquire a wife, you can also do it bekesef. Ubishtar ubiya. So min ha-toira, the Bas Yisrael would eat truma. The reason why midrabanan she doesn't eat truma, the Gemara already brought before on Daf Samches, Mishmei De'ula, that Ula said that we're worried about Shematashke. Shematashke means that from the time of the Eris and until the time of Nisuin, typically there was approximately a year period of time. And during that period of time, so that the Chosin should endear himself to the Kala, he would send her Shlachmonis periodically. In other words, nice care packages, nice presents and food and stuff. And those presents typically included some nice food items. And those food items, if he happens to be a koyin, and since she's mu'uresis l'koyin, min ha-toira, she's allowed to go and eat. How do you know, however, he might have sent a package that was more than she could consume, besides the fact that she has siblings that are saying, oh, chani, that looks delicious. I'd like to have some of that. And of course, they're not allowed to have it because they happen to be all Yisraelim. But if they keep on pestering long enough, she's going to go and share it with them. Shematashke, we're worried, not that she's going to do it intentionally, but by mistake, she might go and give truma to her siblings, and that's why they said, no truma until she comes and becomes a full-fledged nesua. Then the Gemara brings another reason, not here, elsewhere, mishum simpoin, which means that we might eventually find a mum in the koyin, and therefore she might decide to end the marriage and have a get, and therefore she never got to Nisuan. Anyway, bottom line is, Midrabanan, Abbas Yisrael, Mureses Lekoyin, does not eat Truma. If she Uberes Mikoyin, which means she already had Nisuan, and she's already Uberes, now she should eat Truma by the fact that she's a Nisuan Lekoyin. But we're talking about that the Koyin unfortunately either passed away, or gave her a get, but she's Uberes Mikoyin. She has inside her a future Koyin. Says our Mishnah, loy toichu b'truma. The Gemara said before, back on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, the reason is because it says in the Pasuk, V'lid Beisei heim yoichlu b'lachmoi. V'lid Beisei means it's not only the koyin that feeds her truma, but Yilid Beisei, if she has children from the Mishpacha Sakahuna, the Shevet Hakahuna, by having been married to a koyin, that also heim yoichlu b'lachmoi. The Gemara Dashin says, heim yachilu b'lachmoi. They cause her to eat. But then the Gemara continues on, but a yolid machel, she'ain a yolid, ain a machel. Someone who's born can be machel, but someone who's just in the stomach, a fetus, cannot be machel. Okay. Next case is Shemeres Yavam Lakoyin. Shemeres Yavam, although there is a Zika, but she's not married to the Koyin yet. It doesn't rise to the level of being married. It doesn't even rise to the level of Erisim. So therefore, she cannot go and eat from the Truma. Even though she is Isha Hitnu Loimen Hashemayim as a result of the Zika, however, the Pasuk says, the Koyin Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kasboy, and the Gemara said earlier, that's only the original Koyin. However, this new Yavam was not Koyin Kinyan Nafsha, he didn't pay a penny, so therefore his relationship is not strong enough to be Machal B'Truma. So that's all the three cases of Bas Yisrael, Mureset Koyin. And then you have now the reverse. Bas Koyin Yisrael. The Bas Koyin is married to Yisrael, and any one of these things, she's a Mureset, she's a Muberes, she's a Shemeres Yavam. And each one of these cases, Loi Toichal, because of the relationship that she has with Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Bas Koyin Ki Siel Li Ish Zar, when she is married to him, that the word kisiyah is avaya, even eris and ishzar, ishzar in this case meaning not a Martian, ishzar means a non-koyin, then he besrum is a kochim leisaycho, she cannot go and eat betrum. As koyin Yisrael, leisaycho betrum. Now we come to the halachas that we had until now are pretty straightforward, and we had this back in Mishnah Daf Samach Zayin. Now we go on to a brand new category, which is almost identical to the Reisha. The only difference is going to be that we're not talking about a Bas Yisrael that got married to a Kohen, but rather to a Levi. Rabbi, we're now in the middle of the Mishnah Pei Hei Amid Beis, on the bottom of the Amid. Please mute yourself because there's some background noise. So the Mishnah continues now. It's again the identical cases, but not to a Kohen Bas Yisrael Mu'uresis Levi. Mu'uberes mi Levi, Shemeres Yovam le Levi, V'chein bas Levi li Yisrael, Lo'itoichel b'maiser. When we talk about Maiser in the Mishnah, we're referring to Maiser Rishon. As you know, Maiser Rishon, it says in the Torah, you're supposed to give to the Levi. And therefore, our Mishnah is now equating the halach of the Truma to the Kohen to the case of the Maiser Rishon le Levi. And we're saying the same thing again. The Bas Yisrael Mu'uresis le Levi, that even though min ha-Torah she should be able to eat because she is now married to the Levi, married with the Erisin, married with a small M, but she's still married, she should be able to eat. However, she might go and feed it to her siblings. Well, 1 second. So even if you feed it to the siblings, what's the problem? Can't everybody eat Maaser Rishon? Yeah. Maaser Rishon is mutter to the whole world. What's the whole Inyan? Even if you have no relationship to any Levian, and you have no relation to any Kehanim, everybody's allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. It's not like Truma. And that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha as soon as we begin the Gemara. L'choid, I don't understand what the whole issue is. What the Gemara is going to conclude is that this Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir is a Das Yochid. We had him back already about 10 days ago on Daf Ayin Dalid, where Reb Meir said that Maaser Rishon is Osur Lizorim. You and I and in particular, Chazal and all the other Tanoim respectfully disagree with Reb Meir, and we do not follow Reb Meir. But our Mishnah goes in accordance with Reb Meir, which is not surprising because our Mishnah is Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds Maaser Rishon is also Lazar. So therefore, Maaser Rishon basically has the same dinim just like Truma. Just like you can't give a Truma to a Zor, you can't go and give Maaser Rishon to a Zor. So therefore, we have the exact same structure like we had. You'll notice that this is word for word the same as the beginning of the Mishnah, but instead of the Kohen, we keep on saying the Levi, according to the Meir. So therefore, Bas Yisrael Mu'uresis the Levi, even though there's Erisin, even if she's Mu'uberis mi Levi, even if there's a Shishemeris Yovim to a Levi, sorry, you can't eat. Until now we said you couldn't eat Truma, now we say you can't eat Maiser. If it's the other way around, if you're talking about Bas Levi Yisrael, same thing would apply. Loitoichel b'maiser, Bas Levi married Yisrael, so therefore she's now Kisir l'Ishzar, same thing like Truma, same halacha applies to Maiser, therefore the Bas Levi can no longer eat Maiser because she's married to Yisrael. Yes, sir?
Just a point of clarification, Bas Yisrael milberet mikoin.
Yes.
That means that she was impregnated while married to the Kohen.
Correct.
And he passed away.
Or gave her a get.
Or gave her a get, and she no longer is entitled to, even if they were married 50 years and...
Even 51.
51.
Can you imagine?
So she So once he passes away, she loses her rights to...
If there are no children. If there are children, then she has the right to continue eating Truma until 120. Okay? Pasuk says, "Chvas koyin kisia almona ugrusha uvein einla." She went and she was married originally to a koyin, or she was married originally to Yisrael, and then what happened? Uvein einla. Then she returns to the original fold. So every marriage, side by the bas koyin, side bas Yisrael. Let's talk about the case of the bas Yisrael marrying the koyin. As long as they are married, even if they have no children, she's allowed to eat truma for the rest of her life, as long as she's married to the Kohen. As soon as the Kohen passes away, her right to eat Truma severs or ends. Same thing is, if he gives her a get, it ends. Unless she had children with that Kohen, and those children are still alive, or she has Einiklach, or Ir Einiklach, even if the children who have already passed away, if she has grandchildren, and even if those grandchildren are Yisraelim. And the Gemara said, even if Chas Shalom, one of them happens to be a mamzer. Halach is, as long as this happens to be Zera from the original Kayen, then she can continue eating Truma. Good. So, what our Mishnah told us is what happens if she's no longer married to the Kohen, but she's Mu'uberes Mikohen, and she has no other children. That's the only child, the one that's in utero, that is not enough to go and feed her. Mi'at Hashem, wait another 6 months, 3 months, until the child is born. Hopefully it'll be a Bar Kayama, then he or she will be able to be Machal B'Truma.
So there's theoretically a scenario where she's married and she's Mutter, but then she gets impregnated, the Kohen husband dies, she's no longer permitted, but then, like a month later, she gives birth, and she's re-permitted.
Exactly right.
Could you mind...
By the way, the same thing would apply if afterwards she remarries another Kohen. Perhaps she didn't have any children at all.
Well, if she had children, you know, she's re-permitted, and then she remarries a non-Kohen.
That makes no difference. She continue eating because of her children.
Just a moment, how long does a child have to survive to allow her to eat truma? Is it
30 days? Barkayam. Zog the Mishnah Vaitev. So now we've talked about the Kohen, we've talked about the Levi and the Maaser, and now we're going to mix the two cases, if you will. If you have Bas Levi, Mu'uresis Lekohen. She's a Bas Levi, rest of the Kohen. She's Mu'uberis Mikohen. She's Shemeris Yavam Lekohen. V'chein Bas Kohen Lelevi. See, all three sets in our Mishnah were the exact same structure, the same facts, but each time we just changed the name, so to speak. In the first case, it was Bas Yisrael, the Kohen, or Bas Kohen, the Yisrael. And then we spoke about Bas Yisrael, the Levi, or Bas Levi, the Yisrael. And now we're mixing the Bas Levi and the Kohen, or the Bas Kohen and the Levi. So, Bas Levi, the rest of the Kohen. Mu'beres mi Kohen. Shemeres Yavam li Kohen. V'chim Bas Kohen, the Levi. Le'toicha lo'i betruma, v'lo'i b'maisa. So, just going through, for instance, the first three cases. That's the Bas Levi, Mu'uresis of the Kohen. Mu'uberes Mikohen. Shemeres Yavam the Kohen. She would like to go and eat Truma from her new husband, from the Kohen. But in this sense, she's just like the Bas Yisrael of the first case of the Mishnah. That since she's just a Bas Levi, she is not a Bas Kohen. So therefore, she does not have the right to go and eat Truma inherently, because she's just a Levi. So she's just like Yisrael. No difference. So, just like by Bas Yisrael, we said all three cases, she cannot eat until full-fledged Nesua, until a full-fledged child is born 30 days. And then you have the Shemeres of the Kohen until they actually have Yibum. So it's exactly the same thing. Instead of talking about Yisrael, now we're talking about Abbas Levi. And the same thing about Kohen Levi. Lo yitoicha lo'i betruma v'lo'i b'maser. This Bas Kohen Levi is as if we were talking about the Bas Kohen Yisrael, which was the previous case. So what does it say Bas Kohen Yisrael? He can't eat truma. See, here too, he can't eat truma. Because of the fact that Truma and Meiser have been equated in that middle case. And it applies the same thing to Meiser. So that's the third case just really follows naturally after the second case. But as we asked previously, Utei Zara, I don't understand the whole situation. Even if this young lady, the Bas Yisrael, is a total Zara, meaning that she's not married to, she doesn't even know any Kahanim, she doesn't know any Levium, she only has lived among Yisraelim her entire life. What's the problem? Zorim Yilayachal B'maiser. Don't all Zorim have the right to eat Maaser Rishon? Although a farmer has to go and give a tithe of Maaser Rishon, and he has to hand it over to the lady, but then the lady can go and make a big party and invite all his Yisraelim friends to the party, and they can all eat Maaser Rishon. There's no problem with that. Amar Rav Nachman HaMishmol Amani Rav Meir, this is Rav Meir. The Amar Maaser Rishon also Zorim. He taka disagrees with everybody else. This is a Das Yochid. You don't even find this Remeir that frequently throughout Shas. Maserishin is Osir Lizar. So what does Gemara say? Desanya, how do I know the Maserishin is Osir Lizar? So Gemara, it says in the Praisa, Truma Lakoyin, Maserishin Lalevi, Divrei Reb Meir. On the surface, it could be that a Meir is only telling us the dinim to who you have to give the tithe, the hafrasha too. You have to give the truma, of course, to the Kohen. You have to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. And if that's the case, there's really no big chiddush over here. So Rashi explains that Rameh is telling us something deeper, not only to whom you have to hand it over, but who has this sole right to go and eat it. And therefore it's telling us truma is not only given to the Kohen, but it's eaten by the Kahan. The Maaser Rishon is not only given to the Levi, but it's also eaten by the Levim and not by the Zorin, meaning not by Yisrael. That's what Remeir is trying to tell us. Now, how do we know that that's in fact Remeir's kavana? So Rashi says they have two rayas. Number one, because if it's just coming to tell you the din of you have to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, it would have been enough for Remeir to say that you give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. Because Truma Lekoyin, there is no discussion, there's no doubts, that's a double poshut. About Maaser Rishon given to the Levi, as we'll see in a moment, there is some give and take, and in fact on the Amud Beis, we're going to learn that in later generations, they took the Maaser Rishon away from the Levi, and they gave it to the Koyin. So there is a bit of a dispute and a discussion about Maaser Rishon to Levi. But why does it have to talk about Truma Lekoyin? Issacharai says, Rashi, that Remeir is not just telling us Hilchois, Hafrosha, and Nesina, to whom you have to give the Truma and the Maaser, but it's also telling us Hisser in Yonim of Achila. Moreover, says Rashi, look at Reblozer ben Azariah, which is the next Mandi Yomar, next line, Reblozer ben Azariah, Matiroi Lekoyin. Reblozer ben Azariah says that a Koyin is allowed to go and eat the Maaser Rishon that normally we would give to the lady. Ah, since Reb Elozar ben Azariah says Matir LeKoyin, says Rashi, is the Charai that Reb Meir holds, no, it's not Mutter to the Koyin, it's only Mutter to the Levi. Ah, so I see that Reb Meir's Kavana is to tell you that Levi can, is the only one exclusively that can eat Maaser Rishon, by the way, not to the exclusion of the Kahanim, but to the exclusion of the Israel. The Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma to Koyin, you're not allowed to eat the Maaser Rishon for the Levi. But again, this is only Reb Meir speaking. Everybody else disagrees, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. Frank Timura, you're saying the Blazman Azariah Matiroi Lekoyin, he allows it to be eaten by the Koyin. Matir Machal the Ikamandi Osa. Is there anybody in their right mind that thinks that a Koyin is not allowed to go and eat from Maaser Rishon? That's a double portion, Rashi says. Because a Koyin is not a Zor, and we know that Koyhanim are called Levim. How do we know the Kahanim are called Levim? Number one, they're Shevet Levi. As you know from the 12 Shvatim, there is no Shevet called Shevet Koyin. There is a Shevet called Shevet Levi. And naturally, Moshe Aharon, this week's Seder, we're going to have tons about Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, and all of their children. They all come from Shevet Levi. So all the Kahanim come from Levi. And the Kahanim, therefore, are also considered to be Levim for these purposes. Therefore, of course, they can go and eat Maaser Rishon. Yes?
So you can be Mafresh, Meiser,
Rishon,
and instead of giving it to a Levi, give it to a Kohen and be Yotze?
That's a very good question. At this moment, the Gemara doesn't go that far. We will have later on in the Gemara exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
At this point, we're only talking about who's allowed to eat it. So, according to the mayor, the ones that are allowed to go and eat the Truma is the Kohen. Who's allowed to go and eat the Maaser Rishon, the Levim, and parenthetically also the Kohen. And now Reb Elozar ben Azariah says, Matir LeKoyin, that you, not only the Levim can go and eat Maaser Rishon, but also the Kehanim can go and eat Maaser Rishon. And now the Gemara asks the Kasha, what do you mean? I need Reb Elozar ben Azariah to tell you that. Doesn't Reb Meir also agree that Maaser Rishon can be eaten by the Kehanim? Ella Eima, and now we get to Ariel's point. Nois noi af lekoyin. What Reb Elozar ben Azariah is, he says, you don't only have to give it to Levim. If you wish, you can also give it to the Kohen. You have your choice. You can give it either to Levim or to the Kohen. Now, in the Torah, it says, Beferish, when you go and give the Maaser, you're supposed to give it to the Levi. Why does Reb Elozar ben Azariah say, you can also give it to the Kohen?
Because the Kohen's a Levi. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get to that, Mitch. And that's going to be a discussion which is going to start in the bottom of the Amid into the Amid base. Now the Gemara says, my time of the Remeir. Why does Remeir say that only Levium can eat Maaser? Rishon, Rav Acham Rei Rabba, Mishmei Di Gemara. When it says Mishmei Di Gemara, says Rashi, doesn't mean that Mishmei art scroll, but Kach Kibel. If you look at Rashi, about one or two lines lower in the Rashi, Mishmei Di Gemara, Kach Kibel Merabai. V'rabbi merabbi, ad Remeir, sheshama mishmoi, v'lav min daiti kamafarish v'tamad Remeir. This is not Rav Acha Berei the Rabba saying, well, logically, perhaps, probably, it's based on this, based on that, based on a pasuk, based on a svara. No. He had a clear-cut mesoira going back two or three generations to Remeir, that's exactly what Remeir said. It says in the pasuk, ki es ma'aseh b'nei Yisrael, ashi yashirimu l'ashem truma, Then the pasuk continues on that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave that masa to the Leviim lenachla. Now the question is, why does the Torah use that interesting expression? He has masa ben Yisrael, that's the masa that we're giving to the Leviim. Ashirimu Hashem truma. Now the word truma, we always think of as being that hafrosha, that tithe, which is given to the Kahana. However, here the Pasuk is using the term truma more broadly to meaning a tithe. And in other words, as if it would say in the Pasuk, instead of Ashiyarimu, Ashiyafrishu l'Hashem hafrosha. Something that you separated, designated, segregated from your original tabel, and that's now that portion which has been put aside. And now the Pasuk continues on. What do? With it? You go and give it to the lady. But the fact that the Torah uses this interesting expression, Asherim Lashem Truma, says Rameya, this was a conscious decision of the Heilige Beshef of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. This wasn't just Stam a rhetorical or a literary floss. But rather what he's telling us is, Ma Truma Asura Lazorim, just like Truma is also Lazorim, Ma Maserishan also Lazorim. So this is what the Pasuk is telling you. The Maser that you give to Levim has the same status in a sense to the truma that you give to the kohen, it's also lizar. Pray tomorrow. If that's the case, let's go now to the next step. What happens if a zor eats truma b'meziv? Chas v'shalom u'meisuvoi ki yechalulu. He gets misa b'day shemoy. What happens if a zor eats truma b'shogig? He has to go and pay back, and he has to add a chomesh. So would you say the same thing applies to the maser, since you're equating truma and maser? But you might, no, omakra, about that we have a special pasuk. Umesu voy ki yechaluluhu, v'yosef chamishisoy olav. So I have two miyutim, umesu voy, says yimor boy, v'loy b'maser. When is there a din of mesu voy ki yechalulu? Only by truma, boy, not by maser. What about the din of chomish? V'yosef chamishisoy olav. Allah v'loy al meiser. Oh, so if it wouldn't be for these two miyotim, in a chanami, meiser and truma would be exactly the same. So Rabbi Meir seems to be making a very good case. So now what did Rabbanon do with this pasuk? His maser neisoshim Hashem truma. Rabbanon, my truma toivelis at maserishin nami tovel. Now this tovel over here doesn't mean you go to the mikveh. It means over here the halacha of tevel. What means tevel? A farmer who grows brand new crops, let's talk about grain for instance, and now it comes April, May, June time, he now cuts all of the tvua, and Baruch Hashem, he has an ample crop of wheat, of barley, whatever it happens to be. So now he has 100 bushels lemushel of wheat. What does he have to do? At the moment, can anybody eat from it? No, because it has a din of tevel. Perhaps bederech aroi, but not, we're not talking about that. We're talking about eating normal meals from this 100 bushels of grain. Nobody's allowed to eat from it because it's called tevel. So what do you have to do at this point? You have to go and be mafresh, give out the various hafrashes. So you have to go and give truma, which would be midrabanan, let's say 1 out of 50 or 2 out of the 100, and then you'd have to go and give 10 of the remaining 98, you'd have to go and give to the levy, and then the 10% of the remaining 88 approximately, you'd have to go and give. You have to take in a normal year, you have to do Maser Sheni, and the third and the sixth year would be Maser Ani. And after you do all of those half rushes, then whatever is left behind, now you're allowed to go and eat it, because now it's called Chulin. So says the Rabbanan, I might have thought that to go and be metaking the tevel, that you should be able to eat it already. You haven't been Yotzi your mitzvah. Your mitzvah, of course, you still have to go and give to the Levi. You have to go and have Maser Sheni or Maser Oni. But I agree with you. But I might have thought that as soon as I give my truma, I mafresh the truma, I put it aside, now I can start eating. No. The Pasuk tells you, the miser is just like the truma. Ma truma tevelis, just like until you take out your truma from the initial tvua, it remains tevel, af maserishin, until you take it out, now we tevel, it also remains tevel. And in fact, it's not only this posik that we're dashing, ukinasanya, I have another drasha of Rabbi Yossi Omer, yochle yechayiv, el al tevel, shalom menu kolikar, I would think you're only chayiv in oynish, the oynish of eating tevel, without having given your hafrashois, Halacha is also misa b'dei shamayim, not a very pretty situation. So I would think maybe only al tevish lihurim imenu kol ikar. Start again. Yochel yechayv. I would think you only chayv al tevish lihurim imenu kol ikar that you didn't give anything away. You still have your initial 100 bushels. You haven't touched it. Don't eat from it because Chas v'Shalom is an iser and oynish a misa. But I would think hurim imenu truma gdoila. Like hurim imenu ma'aser rishon. Maybe once I give my truma gdoila, even though I didn't give my ma'aser rishon yet, maybe I can already start eating from it. Or ma'aser rishon like ma'aser shani. Okay, granted, I have to do both truma and ma'aser rishon. But maybe once I do that, I can start eating from the tevel. We have vila ma'aser ani. Even in the third and the sixth year, we don't have ma'aser shani. It's only ma'aser ani. Rashi says therefore it doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever. It's like tzedakah. Yeah, you have to go and give it to the aniyim, but then the aniyim can share it with anybody that they want. Ma'aser rishon according to Meir only levim. Ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, we have to be poided. So each one has a special characteristic. But ma'aser ani, anybody can eat. How do I know that even that, until you mafrish the ma'aser ani in the third of the sixth year minayin that remains tevel? Tamaloyim, it says in the pasuk, Sucha lechol b'sherecha, mas begoncha t'roshim yisarecha, etc., etc. This pasuk on the surface is telling you about ma'aser sheni, l'sucha lechol b'sherecha. You can't go and eat it outside Yerushalayim, in any of your sha'orim. You got to eat it in Yerushalayim, or you have to be poited. However, Chazal have a drasha, l'sucha lechol b'sherecha, ul'halon u'ay may have another pasuk, b'ochol b'sherecha, l'saveyu. That pasuk is talking about the third and the sixth year, the Maser Oni year, where you have to go and give the Maser Oni to the Aniyim. What do they do with that? They eat it anywhere. No Kedusha. You eat it throughout Eretz Yisrael, and presumably throughout Chutzlars, wherever you want to. So says the Gemara now, we're going to go and make a Gzeira Shav with the two Bisharechas. We have the Suchalecha Bisharecha, and you have the Achal Bisharecha Mesavei. Masharecha Omel Halon Maser Oni, just like the second Pasuk, Achal Bisharecha Mesavei is talking about Maser Oni. Afsharecha Omer Kan. The first sharecha in the pasuk of sharecha leisucha lechel b'sharecha. That's all to talk about maser ani. Yom rachmano leisucha. Now this pasuk is not stop b'sharecha. Take the word b'sharecha and substitute the word maser ani because you're allowed to go and eat maser ani b'sharecha. What the pasuk is telling you is that if you have tevel leisucha lechel, you cannot go and eat the tevel until you remove everything truma. Maser Rishon, and including the third and sixth year to take out Bisharecha, meaning the Maser Ani. Okay, so says the Gemara now, that's how the Chachamim learned the first Pasuk that Reb Meir brought, that it says, Kes Maser B'nei Yisrael, Shavim Hashem Truma, not that Maser is Osu Lazar, just like Truma is Osu Lazar, the way Reb Meir learns it, but rather, it's coming to tell you that just like Truma, if it's not removed, then the original tvua remains tevel. Maser rishon, if you don't remove it, it also remains tevel. Now the obvious question is, why do I need two separate limudim? I have the pasuk of ki maser b'nei Yisrael Hashem truma, and now we have the pasuk of Rabbi Yossi that even maser ani. But don't be mahasam. If we'd only had that second pasuk, the leisucha lechol b'sherecha, have a minute alav. I might think it's just leisucha metunish. You're not allowed to eat it. Halav, okay. Halav is halav. What do you get for halav? You go and get malchus. Al misa lo, I wouldn't think there's a din of misa if you eat the tevel from which ma'aser ani was not removed. Kamash valon. That's why I have the first pasuk to tell you no. Ma'aseris, whether it's ma'aser rishon, whether it's ma'aser sheni, whether it's ma'aser ani, is just like truma. That if you don't remove it, then the original crop is called tevel. Mechas hashom if you eat it. Amazed without giving these afroshes, Chas v'Shalom, there's misa.
Is it without giving over or just separating?
That's a very good question. And the answer is there are two stages. You have to do the separation and then you have to do the giving. What happens if a person lives in a town where there are no kahanim or there are no levim? So he sets it aside in special lockers, goes and ties it up, he locks it with a good key to make sure nobody touches it, and when the kohen or levi come by, he says, oh, kohen, I've been waiting for you now for the 6 months. It's here in my locker room. He opens up the locker, takes it out, and gives it to the kohen.
But you can eat from the rest.
That is correct. That is correct. Exactly. Okay. If it could, the separation, for these purposes, separation, and not, how long can you go and hold on to Chumash and Maisris before you actually hand it over to the Kohen or to the Levi?
Until the fourth or seventh year.
Until the fourth or seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. So you can theoretically hold on to it for a full 3 years, from year one until year four, then from year four to year seven. Okay, Lishna Achrina. Now we have a second Lashon. The second Lashon is basically, the outcome is the same. It's a little bit structured differently. And that is, initially, we brought the Braisa with Rabbi Yossi as support to the Rabbanan. Meaning, the Rabbanan said, the Pshat and the Pasuk, Yis Masvin Yisrael Shemana, Truma is telling us the Gabi Hilchis Tevel. And then the Gemara said, Ukir Esani, like we learned that Rabbi Yossi said from his own Pasuk, from the Lesucha Lecha B'Sherech. So if we brought it as support to the Rabbanan, saying that we're equating Masvin and Truma for purposes of Hilchis Tevel. According to the Lishna Achrina, we're asking it as a kasha. Originally, again, the Rabbanan said that I use Rameir's Pasuk, Asher Yishim Hashem Truma, to tell you Hilchis Tevel, Frank Timor Lishna Achrina, Masrishin the Tevel Mirab Yoisin Afka, I know from that other Pasuk, Lusucha Lechel B'Sherecha, what do I need the Pasuk of Rameir and the Rabbanan, Kiyas Masr Yishim Hashem Truma, so Timor Imaihi, if I only have that Pasuk, have a Minalav, I would think that Pasuk is just a Lusucha, Maturnish, don't go and eat Tevel from which the Maisris have not been separate. Ah, well, Misa, Lord, but there wouldn't be a dinner. Misa, Kamashalan, that's why he wants to tell you. No, we're talking about heavy-duty stuff. This is real, real Tevel. It's not only Tevel when you didn't give anything, or you didn't separate the Truma or the Masri, even if you didn't separate Maserani, it's Tevel. Kasa Shom, Yidav, Meza, the din of Misa. And with this, we've concluded the first part of the discussion. We now have confirmed that that middle case, or middle line of cases in the Mishnah, where we equated the dinim of Maisa to Truma, that goes according to Rameh. Zoktimara, b'mayu kimta, how did you zet sign? Meaning, how did you explain the Mishnah to Rameh? Eima Seifa, let's go to the very last case in the Mishnah. What is in the last case? Basle, the rest of the coin. Basle, the lady, leitoicha loy b'truma v'loy b'maisa. Zoktimara, I don't understand something. Before, when we're talking about a Bas Yisrael, a Levi, or we're talking about a Bas Yisrael, a Kohen, so we always threw in that Bas Yisrael somewhere. That Bas Yisrael, she happens to be a Zora. As a Zora, she's certainly not allowed to eat Truma, and according to Meir, she's not allowed to even eat Maisa Risha. Okay, that's fine. But the third case in the Mishnah, we're talking about Levim and Kohanim, Kohanim and Levim, Kohenes, or a Levia. So nobody over here are Zorim. So Feitimura, what's going on? I can understand. Maybe a Bas Levi cannot eat Truma. So she's not a Kohen, not a Bas Levi. Okay, that I can understand. But why does it say that they can't go and eat Maiser? If she's a Bas Levi, even if she mureses the Kohen, she loses her right to go and eat Maiser just because she married a Kohen?
Birthright.
Exactly. And a Bas Kohen Levi, as we said at the top of the Yom, does anybody disagree that a Bas Kohen is allowed to go and eat Maiser even before she marries a Levi? Well, what's the problem with being the Maiser? Everything more Hochamai Zoris. My Rishus Litroin. Oh, when it says here in the Mishnah, Eino Icheles, and Leitoicha, the way Rashi is learning this is going on both the middle case and the final case, that the Mishnah not telling us about whether she has a right to eat or not eat, but rather whether she has a right to give others the right to eat. What do you mean to give others the right to eat? So we have not discussed this until now, this morning. But every time a person gives Maser Rishon to the Levi cannot eat from the Maser Rishon yet. In a sense, it's another type of Tevel that applies to the Levim. What do they have to do? They have to go and give Maser Min HaMaser, which is also known as Trumas Maser. So, if originally there would say 100 bushels, and then we, let's just round it up, we gave 10 to the Levi, because that was 10%, it's really not 10, because it's 9.8. Fine, let's round it up to 10, we give that to the Levi, and now the Levi, in turn, before he eats from those 10, he has to go and give 1/10 of his 10, which means 1, he has to give that also to the Kohen. That's called Trumas Meiser. Aha, so therefore, what happens now? You have a Bas Levi that went and married a Kohen, or for that married a Bas Kohen that went and married a Levi. And we're talking about at the Erusin stage, not at the Nisuin stage. There's a whole bunch of Meiser over here. The husband, Baruch Hashem, he had a nice year, a nice crop. He has received, or it's talking about that he received it, not that he had the crop. I'm sorry, I apologize. It's the Levi who received it from the farmer, but since the farmer had a nice crop, and therefore the Levi has a nice amount of of Meiser, and their guests coming that afternoon, and therefore the lady of the house would like to go and serve them all this fresh, delicious Meiser. The problem is, Trumas Meiser was not given yet. Does she have the right to go and be Mafrish Trumas Meiser on her own, or for that matter, to go and appoint a Shliach? Says Agamora, that's what the Mishnah says about the Loi Soichal. Not that she is not allowed to eat, but she's not allowed to go and be Mafrish Trumas Meiser to allow other people to go and eat from that mice. That's what how Rav Sheshet defines. My Ein Echel is Tani Ein Neisenes Rishus Litran. She doesn't have that right to try to do it herself or to appoint a shliach. See if we look in the middle of the Rashi, smack in the middle. Rashi says My Ein Echel is Tani. Middle line of the Rashi. Kula Masis and the Gabi Meiser. In other words, both the second and the third cases. The whole mission which is talking about Meiser now. Ein Neisenes Rishus Lishlucha. Litrei Meiser shall orus ulahorim mimenu trumas Meiser v'havale kitoyim shloim medas. It's like a third party that comes over and starts to be like, you have no right to do that. You have to have the authority. She doesn't have that authority, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you. Zokimar, getting back to Yomar, machlal de nesua noisen nesushus. Is that suggesting the nesua does have that power to go and appoint the shlichor, do it herself, the trumas Meiser to be mafresh, to separate the trumas meiser from the meiser? Yes, yes. And the nesua has that authority. Vatanya. Vatanya is b'losh and nichusa. Yes, I'll bring your ayah. B'chaltam oisim b'chol mokim atem uveischem. You can eat the maser rishon anywhere you want. You don't have to take it to Yerushalayim. It's not maser shiny. And it's not only atem you, but also your bias. The bias, of course, doesn't mean...
Beis
is ish is referring to the wife, and therefore, says our Gemara, limit al nesua bas Yisrael shunei senes rishus litroim. Taka, she has the same rishus just like her husband. Tukimat oimer rishus litroim any ela lechol. Maybe taka the pshat sai in the mishnah and sai from this pasuk is talking about that she can go and eat, and that's what the chalta mois mechamor atem avescha. You can eat and your wife can eat. Tukimat amris truma chamura oicheles. Since we know that an aishus koyin is allowed to go and eat truma meiser kal likoshkein. Certainly, an Ashes Levi, shouldn't she be able to go and eat the Maaser Rishon? It's a double pasuk. What do I need a pasuk for that? El Liman on Tzua Bas Yisrael. Not only can she eat Maaser Rishon together with her husband, but she said for Shlitraim that she also has the authority herself to be Meirim, to be Mafrish, the Trumas Meiser, or to even appoint a Shliach to do it on her behalf. So that's shot number one. To end for the final case of the Sefer of our Mishnah, where it talks about that a Bas Levi or a Bas Koyin won't be able to eat a Meiser. Why shouldn't they be able to eat a Meiser? They're not Zora. Now we have another pshat. Mar Berei D'Rav Da'amah. Lo Yimish Ein Cholkin La Meiser Beis HaGronois. Oh, totally different pshat. And according to Rashi, Rashi says that the middle case is talking like her mayor, and we're only referring to the final case in the Mishnah. And the final case in the Mishnah is talking about that the misses, for instance, this Bas Yisrael, I'm sorry, my apologies. Just give up a second. Bas Levi, who's Mureses Lekoyin, or the Bas Koyin, who's Mureses Levi, she is going to go on her own to the Beis HaGronis to go and ask for a portion of ice. Says our Mishnah, don't you, the farmer, when you have your Meiser locked up there in the locky, in the locker, together with the key that we spoke about before, the Mrs. Levy comes on the scene, and she asks, I would like to go and get Meiser for my family. Who are you? I'm married to Mr. Levy. What's your name? Mrs. Levy. How did you get such a name? Because he's a Levy, and I'm a Mrs. Levy. Don't give it to her when she comes with her husband, it's fine, but not on her own. What's the problem? So our Mishnah doesn't go into the rules why it's a problem. However, elsewhere when we talk about Truma, the Gemara gives two reasons why you don't give a married lady on her own in the Beis HaGronis where you have the Truma located. One of the reasons is Mishum Yichud, because out in the Beis HaGronis you didn't have a lot of people draying Zach, and we're afraid of Chas V'Shalom, what's going to happen is nobody's around, she may be an attractive lady, and the farmer might be interested, and Chas V'Shalom they come with the Yichud, and that could lead to subsequent problems. That's one issue. Another issue is, as we know, a husband and wife are husband and wife today, but then it may not be husband and wife tomorrow. So yes, this young lady has been coming now for the last 20 years to go and collect the truma or the ma'isa, depending on the bas. She's married to a kohen, married to a levi. Guess what happened? Maybe yesterday she got a get, and she's no longer married to a kohen. No longer married to a levi, and she has no children. Therefore, she has no right to go and eat from the truma or the ma'isa. Oh, that's what our mishnah is talking about. Don't give a truma. Don't give a ma'isa if she comes on her own to the beis hagras. I can understand. You always have that problem, regardless of what the nature of the young lady is, whether she's a bas koyin, bas levi, bas yisrael. If she's going to be private in a private location with nobody else around, it could lead to problems. So I can certainly appreciate that issue. Elaman yom mishim gerusha. Maybe we're not worried about yichud, we're worried about a gerusha that her husband is no longer married to her, and therefore she's no longer entitled to eat truma or ma'isa, depending, of course, if she's a grusha from a koyin or from a levi. Even if this bas levi is no longer married to the koyin, after all, we had the three cases here in the Mishnah. Don't go and give her ma'isa or truma. I can understand she shouldn't get truma. Okay, maybe she's now divorced from the koyin. Why can't she get ma'isa? She's been a levi since she was born, so just because she's married to a kohen, she doesn't lose her rights to eat ma'aser. Even according to her marriage, she's not a zora. If anything, she has been upgraded. She's now married to a kohen. So what's the issue? Why can't you go and give her the ma'aser? So let me ask you now a rhetorical question. Let me ask you back. And a grusha bas koyin midliochel betruma. After all, we talk about in our mishnah v'chein bas koyin lelevi loy toichel loy betruma v'loy b'maisa. So if the bas koyin comes to the gronois, we shouldn't go and give her truma because she's now married to a levi. Now she's Mrs. Levi. So because if she's married to Mr. Levi, she loses her right to go and eat truma. No. Elegzeir mishum grusha bas Yisrael. The reason is because in another parallel situation where the wife is not a bas levi. And the wife is not a bas koyin, but she's a bas yisrael, who's married to a koyin or to a levi, who therefore her status now is as an eishes koyin or as an eishes levi, that she's entitled to receive truma or ma'aser. But that's when she's married. Chas v'sholom, at some point in the future, she may become a grusha and lose all of those rights. And the poor farmer, he doesn't know. He doesn't read the paper every day to find out who got married and who got the divorce. He doesn't know. And so therefore, as that gezeira, even though Bas Levi and Bas Koyin, this Gzeira doesn't really apply, or this Chashash doesn't apply, as Gzeira Mishum Grusha Bas Yisrael. Thank you, Mori Yochi. My ear Mureses. If that's the case, why does it say in our Mishnah? When you had a case of Bas Levi Mureses Lekoyin, Emachin Bas Koyin Lelevi, also Mureses, even if she's Nesua, you have the exact same concern as Vos. That if she was a nesua to a kohen and to a lady, she was eating all these years truma and ma'aser, but now unfortunately she's divorced, so she loses all of those rights. So why are we talking about in the sefer only mureses? We could talk about even nesua. So Simon, you're 100% right. The same thing would apply to nesua too. Abayde the toner reishim mureses, just like in the first two cases said mureses, and there it had to be mureses because of Bas Yisrael, who's nesua to a kohen. Of course, would be able to eat truma. It's only because she's mureses. We have that chash of shematashki, or same point. But otherwise, about this was allowed. So Tanan said mureses. In other words, for symmetry, for stylistic reasons, we stay with a reference to erisin, even though the term nesuin would be equally appropriate in the sefer. Tanan Rabban. Now we go back to the initial discussion about giving ma'aser rishon not only to the levi, but perhaps also to the kohen. It's done about within the price. True malakoy. True me give to the koy. Maser she give to the lady. Divir Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Lozman Nazari Oimer lakoyin. Now lakoyin means that the maser is showing you give to the koy. Freighting Gemara lakoyin below the lady. Does Rabbi Lozman Nazari hold it? You don't give it to the lady. To look on the next line, the Gemara brings the pasuk the levim to dabi b'marta leyem. That when people go and have their new tvor, they have to go and give to the levi the maser. So it says clearly, Levi and Tadaber, go and tell them you're gonna get your matana of maser. So Frank Timor Lakoin Vulila Levi, says Ablozer Ben Azari Chasushom argue with a posik in the Torah, where the Torah tells you, you gotta go and give maser to the levi. So Timor Aima Aflikoyin. Ablozer Ben Azari says, not only can you give it to the levi, you can give it to a koyin as well. Why? We'll see shortly. My time of Rabbi Kiva. Why does Rabbi Kiva say in the outset that the Masarishin goes exclusively to Levi? That's the pasuk we just quoted. Velavim to Davi v'marit aleihem. That when people go on a mafresh, they separate Maisa from their Tvua. They have to give it to Levim. Levim come ishto yikra. That's very simple. The Idach. What about Rabbi Loza ben Azariah? How does he say you can give it even to the kohen? Oh, can Rabbi Shimon Levi? Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Esrom Abba. The kohen is nikru kahanim Levim. If you look through Tanakh, you'll find that the 24 times the kahanim are referred to as Levim. V'zechem, just to give you one example, pasuk in Yecheskel, v'kahanim ha-Levim b'nei tzadik. Either you're a kohen or you're a Levi. But the kahanim are also called Levim b'nei tzadik. B'nei tzadik, tzadik was like a kohen. And nevertheless, we call his children that they are Levim. How do they get the title Levim? Because they come from Shevet Levi. So therefore, every Kohen is also a Levi, besides being a Kohen. And that's why when it's said in the Pasuk, Veladim to Davi, Marta Leim, you have to go and give the Maisarishim to Levim. Included within Levim is also Kohen. Rabbi Kiva, why does Rabbi Kiva disagree? Does Rabbi Kiva argue with the fact that Kohanim are called Levim 24 times? Rabbi Kiva, Hachalim, what's the Sambas? Everywhere else, you're right, but not over here. Tachsiv, because the next pasuk, the next couple of psukim says that after Levim get that maserishin, v'chalta moisim b'chol mokim, you can eat it anywhere. Of course, the poshib shot means you don't have to take it to Yerushalayim. You can even eat it in Tel Aviv and Bnei Brak and other places. No din of maserishin in Yerushalayim. B'chol mokim. However, Rabbi Kiva adds another shot to the pasuk. Mishiyachal oichle b'chol mokim, yotzeh koyin, shiniyachal oichle b'isak foroiz. If you were to go and take the Maisarishin and you would go and bring it into the Beis HaKvaros, into the Beis HaChayim, would the Kohen be able to eat it? Chas v'shalom, the Kohen's not allowed to even walk into the Beis HaChayim. So he can't eat it b'chol mokim. The only one that could eat it in the Beis HaChayim would be the lady. And of course the Yisrael as well, unless you hold like a mayor. So therefore, Chalta Beis HaChol Mokim is come to tell you, don't give it to the Kohen, only give it to the lady, the Idach. And what does Rabbi Loza ben Azariah and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi do with that kasha? It sounds like it's only for the Levi, not for the Kohen. That the pasuk is telling you the pasuk shot that you don't have to take it to Yerushalayim, eat it b'toich ha-choyma, but you can only eat it in Tel Aviv, and you can even eat in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, but there is no choyma, no problem. So that's all the achal to moisim chomach. We're not talking about a beis achayim. As well as the ochale betumas aguf leilaki, that if you go and eat maserisha betumas aguf, that the person is tamei, even though it's prohibited, but leilaki there's no din of malchus. That's what our gemara learns pashit. However, others say that the kavan of the gemara is not only leilaki, but there's no iser involved at all. Not only no malchus, there's no iser. Yes, when you want to go and eat maser, you're supposed to go to the mikveh first. That may be only legabi maser sheni, maybe not legabi maserisha. You'd have to find out what the mayor holds. But anyway. No, it's not a gof, no iser. Therefore, if the meiser happens to be inside the basic chorus, a Levi or Yisrael is allowed to go into the basic chorus, become tamei, and eat the maser. Just make sure, of course, that you make a bracha before, and if it happens to be something you have to wash on, make sure you wash, etc.
Hey, so a small point. Are you allowed to eat in the basic chorus? I was under the impression that you shouldn't eat or drink in the basic chorus.
The Gemara over here is not suggesting in the basic chorus itself. What the Gemara is really suggesting is to get to that food,
I see.
You have to get to the basic chorus.
Travel through the basic chorus.
Exactly. Unless you have a drone that can go pick it up. But we're talking about the Zman before dronim, right? So they weren't able to do it that way. Somebody would have to physically go in. So Gemara Vaita. He gins the Havi Shokel. By the way, also, it's probably only within the Dalet Amis of a Kever. For instance, if you went to the management office, administrative office in every Beis HaChaim, presumably you can go and eat there, and I assume that all the workers eat there on a regular basis, because just as long as you're not next to the kvarim, it shouldn't be like loig the rush. Hayi ginza. Ginza means a gina. A gina is a garden of sorts, where they were growing tfuah. The Abishokar, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, maserishin minah. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah would go and collect maserishin from that gina. Now remember, we just finished the braisa, which started on the Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Kiva says a Maserishin goes exclusively to the Levi, but Rabbi Loza ben Azariah says, no, you can give it also to the Kohanim. Now the reason why Rabbi Loza ben Azariah would collect Maserishin, says Rashi, because he was also a Kohen. And since Rabbi Loza ben Azariah holds a Kohen, is allowed to get Maserishin, so he went and collected Maserishin. Rabbi Kiva was a little bit upset with that. Also Rabbi Kiva Hadri Lepischa Debe Kifri. What Rabbi Kiva did was he turned the door that opens to that Gina and he opened it to the next door, Beis Achaim. In other words, right next to the Gina there was a cemetery. And now the only entrance way, which previously was open to everybody from all sides, he now made sure that the entrance would only open to the Beis Achaim. So the only way to go and get to that Gina would have to go through the Beis Achaim. And with this, he was thwarting Reb Lozer ben Azariah's ability to be able to collect that Maaser Rishon. So when Reb Lozer ben Azariah realized it, he was a little bit annoyed, if you will. And he said, Omar Akiva b'Tarmiloi. Tarmiloi explains Rashi means it's a type of basket or
knapsack.
Knapsack or whatever, but it's not a knapsack. We normally think of a knapsack that goes on a person's back. Here Rashi says it goes on the front, like a front. Something like that. If you look at Rashi on the second, the third and fourth line, Akiva b'Tarmiloi, Mishum Rabbi Akiva originally when he was young, Raya the Kalbus of Uhava, he was the Roya, he means the shepherd of Kalbus of Uhava. Afterwards, eventually he got married to the daughter of Kalbus of Uhava, as we know. And with Tamila is a chemis. Chemis is usually like a canteen where you go and you can put in, of course, water, beverages, but you can also put in solids, Bashtaila Balaz. V'roya noisen bo pitoi v'toyla b'tzavare. He goes and puts that around his neck and he puts in his sandwich, he puts in his bread, whatever, that he's going to eat during the day, his snack. Apparently they didn't have pockets to the overalls or to the jeans. So this is the way he would go and carry around his food. So now, Reb Lozer ben Azariah is now saying about Reb Akiva, Reb Akiva, he still has the original thoughts of years ago when he was still a roya. V'anochai, but don't worry about me. I won't be able to take the Maaser Rishon, but Baruch Hashem, I have enough panosa without that, because Reb Lozer ben Azariah was a very, very wealthy individual. We know from the Gemara Masechet Shabbos.
Right, he convicted all the rich people that to not say I'm too busy with my money to learn Torah.
Correct, but besides that, the Gemara tells us that every single year he had so many behemoths, he had the thousands of behemoths to be master every year on his huge for Maaser Rishon. Okay, so Reb Lozer ben Azariah says, and Baruch Hashem, I'm still going to have food to eat, even though Rabbi Kiva did this and he turned it in the other direction. Okay, so now let's get back to Nochem Uldamasim with the Levim and the Kahanim. Until now, we've only had that a Kohen is allowed to eat because he's not a Zor vis-a-vis the Levi. And we have that Reb Lozer ben Azariah says not only can he eat, but you're even allowed to give it to him L'chadchila. And Reb Lozer ben Azariah himself took L'chadchila, the Maaser Rishon that we normally would think goes exclusive to the Levi. No, you can give it to the Kohen. But now we're going to go and tell us what happened subsequently. This is now later generations. Itmar, Mavnei Makonsu Levim B'Masa. Ooh, they put a knas, a penalty on the Levim, that instead of giving the Maaser Rishon to the Levim, you can give it to the Kahanim. When did they make this knas? What type of knas? Pligi Barav Yonis V'Sav Yechad Amish Le'ol B'nei Ezra. The times of Ezra, when Ezra Nehemiah came up at the times of building the second base of Migdash, they invited the masses of Klal Yisrael to join them. Unfortunately, most people did not heed their invitation. But nevertheless, we did have a substantial number of Yisraelim, as well as Kahanim, but among the Levim, very, very few. And because they didn't come up, Ezra was so upset, they put a knas on the Levim that from now on, instead of, or in addition to giving the Levi the Maaser Rishon, you can give it to the Kahanim. The Chanam Yavah says, "Kenei Shiyis v'chol Kahanim Olam Meitamosim." You know why they decide to go and give the Maaser Rishon to the Kahanim? Because the Kahanim will have days when they happen to be Tamei for whatever reason, whether it happens in Balkari or if they touched an Avela by accident, they touched or whatever. So they touch a dead sheretz. So of course they can go to the mikveh and they can become Torah at night. But you know the whole day they have to fast. They need something to eat. So we were masakin for them that they'd be able to go and eat Maaser Rishon, because as we said before, Maaser Rishon can even eat Betumas Aguf. So the Mishlan on the Amishlay, Olu, Mishim Hachi, consider. You're telling me you started off, Itmar Mnei Makonsu, you put a knas on the Levim. See, if you tell me the reason is because they didn't come up in May Ezra, then that's very understandable. Mishim Hachi, consider. You were bad guys. You didn't heed the call to Mila Shem Eloi, come to Eretz Yisrael. No, they stayed behind. Knas. Just because the Kahanim have nothing to eat until nightfall, That's my fault. That's Leviam's fault. Let them kohen, let him buy chulin. I know chulin is more expensive, but fine. But because of that, you don't give a knas to Leviam. So to my lekol yalma avada, everybody agrees. Knas is shli olu b'meyezra. That's the vada. That's the reason. What is the machloikis now? The machloikis is who is now going to be the beneficiary of that knas. Clearly, the Leviams, for them, it's a major liability. They're going to lose that constant flow of the Mas Rishon. However, who is the beneficiary of that knas? That's a machloikis, master of knas Leviam. From now on, don't give it to the Leviam, give it to the Aniyim. The Leviam were bad, they didn't come up at the times of Eretz Yisrael, at the times of Ezra. Give it to the poor guys. That's why he expressed the reason. That's not the reason why they gave the Kanas on the Leviam. The Kanas was because of Le'olu. But why did we give it to the Kahanim? Because the Kahanim, every few days or weeks or whatever, they are also Aniyim in a sense. That what? Be made to Masan, they have nothing to eat, because they presumably relied heavily on Truma, which that was much cheaper to buy, much more inexpensive than the Chulim, so they didn't have anything. So therefore they said, okay, be made to Masan, we'll be able to go and eat from the Masan. In that sense, they are like Aniyim, so during those days they can also benefit from Masarishan.
But if there's Truma's Meiser inside there, and Truma's Meiser has Kedusha of Truma, and the Kohanim slash, when they are Aniyim and they're Tamei,
they
have Truma's Aguf, how can they eat?
Obviously, it was true. They took out the truma. And if they have salaries, it's terrible.
Exactly. They'll be mafresh to truma's mice. If they can't be mafresh themselves because they're tummy, they'll ask the neighbor, come over here, can you do me a favor? Okay. I'll do you a favor tomorrow.
We're not going to eat it, but tomorrow or something.
Oh, so getting back to the parentheses. According to the Mandiyam, the Kenosu, they give it to the Andiyam. That's why a Hadri Rebbe Kiva, a Piskol, a Kivri, that he, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, should not go and take from the Maaser Rishon. The Maaser Rishon, min HaTorah, goes to Leviam. Mid Rabbanim, we're giving it now, Knas to Aniyim, but not to you, Kehanim. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, stay home, you have enough to eat without it. Elaman Yom, the Kehanim, my Had L'Pitzchuk Rebbe Kivri. What's the reason why Rebbe Kiva went and turned out? As Rashi points out, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Kiva are much later than the times of Ezra. So that by the times of Ar Gemara, by the times of Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, that Kanas was already in effect. So if that's in effect, if in fact the Kanas was, we give it to Kahanim, so what right does Rebbe Kiva have to deprive Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah from what rightfully now legally belongs to him? My Hadik, the Pitch Rebbe Kiva. So Timohachi Kamalek, he was telling him the following. If the reason why you want to go and collect the Miser is because you feel that there's a Kanas on the Leviam, which of course I agree with, and if you hold that the Kanas was not only for Leviam, for the Aniyim, but also for the Kahanim made to Masuk, fine, then you're entitled. However, I suspect that the reason why you want to take it, because it's betrayed as Chalukah, that you feel that when it says in the Pasuk, the Leviam tedaber v'yamarta aleim, that min ha-Torah, you're entitled to get the Ma'aser Rishon, just like the Leviam, because it says 24 times in the Torah that Kahanim Leviam. No! The Pasuk says, V'chaltem oisim b'chol ma'koyim. And since you're a koyim, you can't eat in the Beis Chaim. I'm showing you that min ha-Torah, you cannot eat in b'chol ma'koyim because you're a koyim. So min ha-Torah, you're not entitled to it. The Drabbanan, fine, I have no problem with that. So that was, Rebbe Kiva was trying to make a halachic statement. And of course he knew that this is not going to affect Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's ability to eat. Because Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was, Baruch Hashem, a wealthy person. So he's just trying to make a halachic statement.
Dramatic gesture.
Dramatic gesture. Good. Zuktimura, Minolan Dole Slika Bime Ezra. We've assumed now for the last 20 lines that they didn't go up in the times of Ezra. How do you know that? Dechsev is a posik in Ezra. Dechsev Vakamsim Elanor. So Ezra says that we are now preparing to go to Eretz Yisrael. Vakamsim Elanor, and I gather them all there on the seaside or the riverside, perhaps on Riverside Drive, got them all together. Habo Al Ehu, on the town or the Nor of Ehu. Venach Nisham Yom Shloisha. And we stayed there for 3 days. Vavina va'am, and I kind of snooped around and looked around, and I saw among the nation that there were a lot of Yisraelim. Ubekahanim, and there were a lot of Kahanim. Oh, Bnei Levi le'matzasi sham. But unfortunately, I didn't see any Bnei Levi. It's very slim pickings. Not that there weren't any. Tosis in the bottom says there were a few of nishkasach, and therefore Ezra was upset, and that's why he put that knas on that we just discussed in the Gemara. And the Gemara tells us as a parallel that similarly there was another such situation. The officers, shoytim, of course, today we say police, but lav dafka, police it means, you know, security guards, it means other types of people who are in action and in force. They were originally only shoytim elam avim, shenema v'shoytim halavim lefnechem, v'achshav ein maminim shoytim elam Yisrael. However, now, meaning now in later generations, apparently once again, because of the fact that the Levim didn't come up, so we took it away from Levim, we gave it to Israelim. This could be not just only because of the Knas, just simply because we don't have enough manpower. We have to have Shoytim. So the Shoytim Arabim, meaning from the Rabim from Klal Yisrael, they were the ones that took over. As she says, the Haini Yisrael, Shem Rabim Levim, they're of course far more numerous than the Levim are. It's interesting that the Gemara brings a Shenemar. As you'll notice, there's a comment on the left-hand side. There is no such Pasuk in Tanakh. V'ayin v'yavetz, you have to look at Bianca Vemdin, how he goes and explains. So that's the end of today's Gemara. Have a wonderful day, Mitchum, to be continued tomorrow, the brand new Mishnah. Before you leave, I wanted to discuss with you your question.